USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump was acquitted Saturday in his second impeachment trial by a 57-43 vote, the Senate finding him not guilty of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump defense lawyer Bruce Castor says House impeachment managers left several holes in their case. He tells Fox News that multiple aspects of their arguments were working against them.
They failed miserably on all sorts of grounds, not the least of which is the jurisdiction over somebody out of office. The Constitution is quite plain that once you're out of office, that's the only active remedy upon the bringing of an impeachment article. And then, of course, they were wrong on the law as it relates to the First Amendment and due process. They even blew it when they wrote the article of impeachment by failing to break it out into counts. So any one of those things was a loser for them.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With the impeachment trial for former President Trump in the rearview mirror, many in Congress are looking to move forward to other issues, like a COVID relief bill. But Congressman Andrew Garbarino believes that will be a very partisan piece of legislation. The New York Republican tells Fox News there doesn't seem to be any effort from the other side of the aisle to want to negotiate over that bill.
As we just saw this past week with the COVID relief package, the Democrats would not accept any Republican amendment in any committee. This bill is going to be a partisan bill. I would be very surprised if, you know, any Republicans, if there are just a handful that vote to support it. It is as partisan as can be, and I think that's what we're looking at right now. It doesn't look like there's any negotiation on the other side coming from the Speaker's office. I think it's her way or the highway from what she's doing right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Hollywood legend Burt Reynolds has finally arrived at his final resting place. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
More than 2 years after his death in 2018, the cremated remains of Burt Reynolds has finally been laid to rest. The actor died at 82 years of age on September 6, 2018, after suffering a heart attack. He was finally buried at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery on Thursday in a private ceremony. A simple headstone bears his name with a bust of the actor to adorn the site in the future. No reason was given for the delay of the Burt Reynolds gravesite. The Hollywood Forever Cemetery is at Highway 101 in Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
4 people in Oregon have tested positive for COVID-19 after receiving both doses of vaccine. The state's health authority says the individuals tested positive for the virus at least 14 days after receiving both doses. Officials say that they are testing to see if any were infected with a variant of the virus. All 4 are said to be asymptomatic or have mild symptoms. The health authority says they believe the vaccines reduce the severity of illness for those individuals. And a former NFL star will be putting the pads on this season on a different kind of field. Former New England Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan won 2 Super Bowls with the Pats, but announced Saturday on Twitter that he'd signed with the Premier Lacrosse League and will be part of this year's draft. Hogan is no stranger to the lacrosse field, playing at Penn State before transferring to Monmouth to play football. Hogan was an all-conference selection in his junior year with the Nittany Lions. He'll find out March 25th which of the league's 8 teams he'll play for. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.